100.3 WRNB, your home for the best in R&B. Joining me today, singer-songwriter, actress, and I like to call her one of disco royalty. She has an unsung coming up this coming Wednesday, tomorrow actually, that focuses on disco. Welcome to WRNB in Philadelphia, the Tri-State Miss.
Oh, Philly, thank you.
You're so welcome, Miss Thelma Houston. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Unsung, I consider it to be like a wholesome, good version of Behind the Music. It's not really like an exploit or, you know, anything like that. It just really celebrates and gives the overdue respect to the artist or the group or the musical genre of that time. What can we expect in this Unsung tomorrow?
Well, more of that. I think it gives people some idea of who was involved in it and what was going on at the time, and it's an opportunity for people to see a lot of those artists that were participating in it at that time on the same show, to get different points of view about what was going on in that. And also I think the fact that the music was really good music, and I think people kind of think of it as, I don't know if people realize the content of what was going on, that you realize that it was really good, great music.
Absolutely. I don't know anybody who does not dance to disco when they hear it come on, no matter the age.
Exactly. That's one of my joys is to see when I start, you know, of course, people say, do you ever get tired of singing that song? And I really don't. But when I start that first part of it, the humming, and the people start working their way up to the dance floor, that's the best feeling. I just love it.
It's beautiful. Have you seen the episode?
I have seen some of it. I didn't want to see the whole entire. I just did skip because I thought I might be asked some questions about it or something. So just for that reason. But I didn't really think, I'm going to look at it like everybody else tomorrow night.
Right. No, I like that. I like that you'll be watching it with the world, just like everybody else.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Since your reign of disco, which is not over at all by any means, what else have you been up to?
Listen, I've done everything from plays. I do a tour right now. I'm working on a project with a young man. His name is Janitor, and my name is, so it's Thelma and Janitor. We're writing what we call a Conscious Club, and we're gonna have that out. We just did a remake of a Morrissey tune called Suede Head. Mm. And we put it out on vinyl.
Wow, really?
He's 27 years old, so
wow.
Vinyl to him is like new. Whoa, can we put this on? We should put this on vinyl.
Vinyl? Wow.
But anyway, I'm doing that and doing a lot of like volunteering work and spending time with my family, my grandkids, and you know.
Just being a normal person and working.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You shouted out Philly earlier in the call. For those who may not know, do you have a musical connection to Philadelphia?
Well, the people that my hit came from a group that were from Philly.
Harold Melvin.
Philly International. When the Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes,
mm-hmm.
their song "Don't Leave Me This Way" was their song first, and I got it from their album. That's my connection. And my good friend Patti LaBelle lives there.
Wow, good friends of Patti. Okay. And who do you consider to be some of your musical influences?
Oh, well, my earliest influence was Dinah Washington.
Are there any artists out currently now that you would like to work with, or that you kind of see yourself in any way?
I don't necessarily see myself in them, but there's lots of interesting people out there. I really think that young man Frank Ocean is very good. I like him a lot.
You like Frank? Yeah, I was about to say, who do you listen to? Who do you listen to?
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alicia Keys, and you know, I think Beyonce is a fantastic performer, and you know, I like looking, you know, watching her and seeing the growth, how everybody is growing, and what I really admire about these young people is that they have their business in of it so together as well, and I'm just so grateful and thankful for that. They don't seem to be have the same struggles as those of of us before them. These young people seem to have it all together on that end, and I really admire them for that.
And I'm sure they admire you, because you definitely have paved the way for a lot of the artists that are out today. Had there been no Thelma Houston, no Whitney Houston, no anybody, there would not have been the artists that there are today. No Beyonce, no Alicia Keys. Are you socially active via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
Well, I don't Twitter.
Okay.
But Gabe says that's his name. That's my writing partner.
Janitor.
He's got to do that.
Yeah.
There's a Thelma Houston Facebook, but I don't necessarily make all of the, you know, the entries and things.
But somebody's behind
it. One thing, you know, for that Facebook thing,
uh-huh,
somebody will pop up that you might not want them to pop up.
I can believe that.
I'm a little reluctant about the Facebook situation.
I can believe that.
At some point I will, but I do, and there is a Thelma Houston website.
Okay.
But yes, it's ThelmaHouston.com.
Okay, so people want to just check out,
you know, what's about me, what's going on, my tours coming up.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining me on the air. I thank you on behalf of the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection for 100.3 WRNB. I'm looking forward to The Unsung tomorrow night at 9 on TV1.
Oh, well, thanks, and it was so nice talking to you today.
Nice talking to you as well. It's Thelma Houston, ladies and gentlemen. Two for Tuesday continues after this. Hundred point three WRN.